Welcome to this bonus episode of the Fandom Podcast. I am Brandon Uscio, and Saturday, May 2nd was Free Comic Book Day. The fine folks over at Comics Plus in St. George, Utah, let me spend some time in their shop and interview some of their patrons while I was away from my home comic book store. And there were some great fans there.
I'm here with Miller, and we are here at Comics Plus. And what are you doing here today, Miller?
Well, I'm here for, obviously, the free comic books and to pick up some other comic books. It's like a holiday for me, actually. Every year, I always celebrate by saving up all year long to buy some comic books on Free Comic Book Day. Even though it's free, I still want to buy more because this is what it's all about. You know, comics got me into reading, and I think it's really awesome. I just wish I could have brought my kid here because they actually have a guy dressed up as Spider-Man, so that would have been awesome.
Definitely. Is there any of the free comics that you are more interested in than others?
The Secret Wars, actually, preview, I guess, or the number zero, whatever it is. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the whole storyline, and hopefully this is the last time that Marvel will retcon for a while, because we've had a few of those.
Bring the universes together.
Yeah.
Make it a little easier to understand where the characters are from and going.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we hate convoluted storylines and stuff. I'm looking at you, 90s X-Men. You know, you guys just completely ruined me for the X-Men.
Yeah, there was definitely a change in comics in the 90s.
Yeah.
So, have you seen The Avengers?
Oh, yeah. I saw it Thursday, actually, and it was fantastic. It was amazing. It was everything I wanted and more. I love Vision. I love seeing all the characters and the cast. It was just awesome. No spoilers here, but it was just epic.
I'm glad to hear that. I felt the exact same
way. I just kind of felt bad for that. Like, there was no end-to-end credit scene, though.
There was a mid-credit scene.
Mid-credit scene, yes. And that was awesome, all 5 seconds of it. It was great, you know.
It was definitely better than Howard the Duck sipping a martini.
Yeah, well, you know, you got that whole Howard the Duck thing where people born before a certain year will hate him and people born after a certain year love him. I love him because when I was a kid, I loved the movie. I didn't realize how horrible it was.
I was in the same boat.
Yes, PSA, do not watch kid movies again later on in life that you enjoyed as a kid, because it'll get ruined.
Ruins the nostalgia.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much, Miller.
Awesome, no problem.
Some fans have been brought back in recently by the push into TV and movies.
I'm here with Derek and Pete. And which books did you pick out today?
I'm looking for the Flash and Daredevil stuff. I kind of been into it since the TV shows. And I liked them before the TV shows, but it's gotten me really going. So I'm looking at those kind of things. Some Batman. I always love a good Batman comic.
Are you going to look for the Divergent free comic book up there?
Oh, I didn't know which one they were giving out today. So yeah, I probably will.
We'll probably grab something.
Yeah. Divergent, it has a couple of different stories in it. There's a Batman story.
Okay.
Changing the story a little bit.
Okay.
So they had some big reveals this last week.
Yeah.
Have you guys gone and seen The Avengers?
Not yet.
There's a lot going on in our family right now, but yet we plan on it.
Plan on it?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, Pete's wife's having a baby Monday.
Oh, congratulations.
So the baby is kind of number one priority.
Yeah, I've got a 6-month-old. So I know where that's coming from.
But
these comic books are a great escape from that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take them when I'm sitting there.
So you can have a lot of time sitting and waiting.
Yep, that's right.
Excellent.
And some fans are being brought in brand new.
Okay, I am here with a very special guest now. What is your name?
Seth.
Seth?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
5.
You're 5. Awesome. Are you here for the free comic books today?
Yeah.
Cool. And every day you come in with that, it's free comics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is your favorite superhero?
Batman and Solomon Grundy.
Batman and who?
Solomon Grundy. Not Batman. Batman and Solomon Grundy.
Batman and Solomon Grundy. Do you like the cartoons?
Yeah.
Do you watch them on Netflix?
Yeah.
My son does too. Who's that on the comic book you're holding?
Batman.
Spider-Man. Is he pretty silly?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to let you go look at some more comic books. Thanks for talking to me.
All right.
So I'm here at Comics Plus with Bella and Jeremy on Free Comics Books Day. What brings you guys in here today?
The free comics books.
Is there any that you're excited for?
No, not comic books.
Comic books, that's a good answer. What is your guys' favorite comic book superhero?
Spider-Man.
you like Spider-Man? Hey, guess what? There is a Spider-Man around here somewhere. So, you like Spider-Man, and how about you, Jeremy?
Captain America.
Excellent. Have you guys seen the new Avengers?
Yes.
What did you guys think about that?
I thought it was pretty awesome. She hasn't.
She hasn't seen it. Okay. That makes sense. It just barely came out. What was your favorite part?
Yeah. The ending.
The fight ending or the calm ending?
The fighting.
The fighting was pretty neat. All right. Hey, thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Like Miller mentioned, Spider-Man was there, and if anyone knows the cosplayer behind that mask, I would love to get his contact information so that we can feature him.
Okay, I'm here with the most exciting guest, I think, today at Comics Plus, is Spider-Man. Which Spider-Man are you?
I'm Ultimate Spider-Man.
The Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah, Ultimate Spider-Man. But kind of a rendition of McFarlane style, you know, especially with the lens shape and everything, but yeah.
How long have you been here today?
Well, I've just been here for maybe like 30 minutes or so far. I kind of got caught up in traffic. There's an Iron Man going on in town.
Yeah,
in St. George.
All around that.
Oh, yeah. I just parked my car and just ran over here, jumping on buildings.
Buildings
and stuff.
Are a little too short,
yeah,
here in St. George.
Exactly. So I had to do a lot of running. So, yeah.
How many pictures do you think you've had today in just these 30 minutes?
Even on my way from where I parked over here, probably 30. And then when I got here, I don't know, probably an additional like 100 or so. So, I don't know. And that's just the beginning. I'm sure there's going to be thousands of them.
How long have you been cosplaying for?
Probably about 2 years or something.
Yeah. Is it always Spider-Man or lots?
No, actually my first cosplay was Batman. I dressed up as Batman. It was the Adam West Batman, like really 66. Old school, 66. My girlfriend dressed up as Robin with like the tights and really nerdy, and it was awesome. And then after that, I just got really into it and kept getting a little bit better and better. But yeah, now Spider-Man, I guess.
Free comics today?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I didn't plan on coming here. I knew comic book day was going to be today, you know, months ago. But then David, the store owner, he contacted me a while ago and asked me if I'd want to come and hang out with everyone as Spider-Man. And I just thought that was a plus because I was going to come anyways. But, you know, if I can be here as Spider-Man, that's awesome.
Have you seen the new Avengers movie yet?
I haven't because I'm not in it. And so I was boycotting that. Yeah, the next one. So.
All right. Well, yeah. Thank you, Spider-Man.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Shortly after that, the paramedics drove down the street. And this is the honest truth. Spidey dropped everything and ran out of the building. And the last I saw of him was his jumping while turning the corner of the building. But not everything was so Marvel and DC heavy on Saturday. I talked to some Image and manga fans as well.
Did you guys pick out any free comic book?
Got a free Attack on Titan comic book because I love the series.
Awesome. I just picked that one up too.
I binge watched that first season, the first and second season of the anime. I have yet to watch the English dub though. So I don't like, I know that it's happened. I just haven't gotten a chance to watch the English dub.
Awesome, I didn't even know that the English dub was out yet, so.
On Toonami now.
More exposure is always good.
Oh, yeah.
How about you? Which book did you pick out?
I have a tendency to go towards independence myself, but I'm also a comic book creator in addition to everything else, so I mean, I also actually write comics, too. For myself, I got stuff like, I got the Savage Dragon thing that they were featuring, which, you know, I'm a big fan of guys like Eric Larson and the guys who started Image. I mean, I actually want to work there one day.
That'd be really cool. I really like what Image is putting out.
Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of the Fandom Podcast. If you have any comments or suggestions, we'd love to hear them. Our website is fandompodcast.com. We're on Twitter @FandomCast or facebook.com/FandomPodcast. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast via iTunes, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, or whatever your favorite podcatcher is. And if you are in or around the St. George area, make sure you stop by Comics Plus. It really seems like a great comic shop and has a great selection and very friendly staff. Until next time, keep calm and fandom on.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes a Spider-Man.